As you set out to explore and have a great time this summer in Minnesota, think about this. There are 234 cities in Minnesota with populations over 2,500. The Canopy Group has clients in all but 7 of them. Now, why is this little fact important? It's because the Canopy Group's experience in all of these Minnesota cities gives them a unique edge in getting you the best home and auto insurance coverage at the best price. And isn't that exactly what you want? Remember, the Canopy Group offers 15 insurance companies for a reason, to match your specific situation, including your zip code, with the absolute best insurance company for you. They do all the work. This is done for you every single year too, because your specific situation may change. It's also true that the insurance company's appetites might change as well. This experience working throughout Minnesota provides thousands of Canopy Group clients the peace of mind and knowing the Canopy Group is working for them. Visit thecanopygroup.com today. That's the CanopyGroup.com.
Crisco does it right after hours. Every day they bring the laughs. Crisco does it right after hours. It's time for the podcast.
Yeah, play that air guitar dance.
Yeah. Who's got the drums?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Nailed it.
Yeah, you guys did.
We're so cool.
I have to say that when I saw this email from Crisco, at first I thought this was exclusively about your mother.
Yeah.
And it's not.
Oh. No.
But at first when he said that they had to bring his mom to the vet yesterday because she needed to get sedated, have her nails trimmed, I thought, oh my God, your mom has to be sedated to get her nails trimmed?
Yeah, no, it's not that bad for her yet.
It's
not that bad for her yet. We had to bring her dog in.
Oh,
yes, her dog in.
You told us how bad her nails were yesterday, though.
It was bad. Oh, real thick. My mom's nails are real thick. Belt sander, yes. Vet, not yet. But we had to have 4 different people hold on to my mom's dog. Not a super happy dog to be at a vet, right? That wasn't the problem.
Uh-oh.
How many trank darts did we need to bring my sister into the vet?
Oh,
she needed her
God.
Shots. It was her shots update.
Rabies.
Rabies. 2 of them. We needed to double her up because she bites.
Yep.
And when she bites, she gets all kinds of nasty. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I had to put like a sleeper hold on her.
Yeah.
I had to, Jesse.
Come here, Jesse.
It was
and
just,
she hates that when you do
stop.
It.
Yeah. No. It's like riding on a marlin. It's like, good Lord, Jesse. Down. Oh,
wow.
God, it's...
See why you need to drug her.
Oh, my God, I needed a cigarette afterwards. I'm like, this is insane.
Yeah. Not good, huh?
I mean, not that good, but it was an emotional roller coaster. So try bringing a dog that needs 4 vets to 4 different people holding her, and then my sister. It was a nightmare.
Oh, God.
It was a nightmare. I was like, my mom goes, can you help again next time? I go, no.
No.
Next time Jesse needs her shots, I'm out.
You train your own dogs.
Yes.
God, does Jean do anything? Does she train these animals? I mean, what dog is so unruly? It has to be pinned down like that.
It's more of an emotional scarring. That's the dog that we got. I guess every dog's gone through something, right?
Yeah, of course.
This dog basically was homeless for 2 years in Florida.
Yep.
And so kind of
she rescued it.
And she rescued the dog.
I remember, didn't you guys drive to Iowa to get it?
Yeah, we drove to Iowa and this dog went
to Velvet?
This is Velvet. Yeah, she has her ear, she's got like pointy ears and it's cut halfway down from where it got like tore by a fence or by another dog.
Like,
this dog's been through the ringer.
With some sort of like trainer that's going to help you like, you know, move the dog forward in its healing journey rather than, you know, let's just pin it down. Let's all, as 4 strong adults, hold this animal down against its will to trim the nails. That seems more scarring than actual therapy.
Yeah.
Here's what helped, though. They brought out the treat board for both of them.
Oh.
That's when they got Jessie on her back and they started giving her tummy rumbles.
But as soon as Velvet eats all the treats, your sister's like,
no, Jessie, you're in there. You can't have all the sausages. Give one to Velvet. Now Velvet's getting upset.
Snossages, say.
Oh, the old snossage.
Yeah, she likes anything. I mean, they sprayed cheese all over this board, the fake cheese stuff all over it. They were going to town. I was like, Jesse.
I had a snossage last night.
Yeah, you like snossages, don't you, Ryan? We like the same snossage, and I had no idea. So mad.
Yeah, why are you mad at Ryan? He didn't do it.
I need to call Vaughn. He needs to know what you're like. You're a monster.
Don't you tell Vaughn about his dream?
What I'm like? What did I do?
Vaughn? We need to talk.
Bob doesn't take your phone calls.
He already knows. He heard you talking in your sleep. Yelling, Taylor. Oh, Taylor, I will follow you into any room. Taylor.
I don't know why my brain selected Taylor to have a little makeout session with. I don't understand it. Like, I could pick anyone. I don't know why. I think it was to get even with you.
What did I do?
I don't know.
What did you do?
I think part of me wanted to, like, get Dez. And then it did that.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And it is clearly upset her because this was at like the beginning of the morning and she has not stopped talking about, you couldn't even throw your own garbage away. I've been through so much today.
Yeah.
Oh, my husband cheated on me in somebody else's dream.
Yeah. My work husband and my husband.
Yeah.
Got together.
I know. I'll tell you this. He didn't hate it.
he sounds like he really wanted it.
I mean, it sounds like he was the instigator. Yeah.
Oh, completely. I definitely did not initiate this makeout sesh. Taylor was flirting with me, and I'm like, your wife is going to be so angry. Oh, God, you're a good little kisser. Okay. Yeah.
Ryan was the person in the dream going, we cannot do this. I'll shut the door. This is not going to be okay. Grab the blanket.
Do you hear this, Vaughn? Do you hear this? This is what your husband dreams about.
I dream about it. Isn't that weird? I had a couple of hot Harry Styles dreams, and I wouldn't mind having more of those, but why the Taylor dream?
Yeah,
I mean, get him out of it. Yeah.
I feel like this is one of those situations where Vaughn shouldn't listen to the podcast, though,
yeah.
Because, you know, the whole sleep divorce, and then you're dreaming multiple times of different dudes.
Yeah, but you know what? Vaughn kicks like your sister.
Oh,
and so in the middle of the night, he's like, kick in and
Vaughn,
shove
get out of here.
I get it. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
It's not easy to sleep with that and the snoring. Oh, good.
Who had better lips, though, Harry or Taylor?
Harry.
Okay.
Yeah. That
means, look at his lips now.
He was a very passionate kisser.
Oh.
Got it.
Harry Styles lips.
Yeah. Oh,
listen to her. She's still angry.
Well, now I want to have a dream about getting it on with Harry Styles to get you guys all back.
Or Vaughn. Gosh, why wouldn't you say that to make it... Poor Vaughn's like, no, that's fine. Just screw me then, right?
Oh, do you think Vaughn would like to have a dream about kissing me?
I don't
know,
Dez.
That would be a nightmare.
It's your dream.
It's like kissing his own grandma.
Oh, be like,
you know what? From the guy who has just been unfaithful in our friendship, I think you should hold those back.
I apologize. You're right.
Oh, God. If this becomes a real thing, I can't wait till like next Tuesday. She's like, you're a cheater. I don't want to work with you anymore.
It's fine. I'll forgive you both in time.
Thank you, Dez. You take your time. You take your time.
Oh, okay. I don't think I won't be here tomorrow.
Yeah.
I need time.
I need time. So these are some of the best comebacks people have ever offered. This is according to, you know, this website where they shared all of these very funny comebacks. Now, are these really, really good? Someone yelled out in a Walmart, I'm not ashamed of who I am. And then someone from an aisle over said, that's your parents' job.
Yes, it is.
That's a good one.
My uncle talked to my husband and said, so when are you guys having a kid? And my husband said, please don't ask me about my sex life with your niece. Thanks.
Oh,
that's just a factual comeback.
Right.
That's good.
That's good. And you're like, oh.
I think we all know this guy, the guy who yells, hey, ladies, I like my vagina shaved. And then they said, then shave your vagina, Bill.
Yes.
How great is that?
That is so, I wish I could think of that.
Right?
Oh.
My mom screaming at my brother that he's a son of a bee and him calmly saying, yes, yes, I am.
That one hurts.
That does hurt a little bit. Random guy saying, you know what? Kiss my butt. Well, if it looks anything like your face, forget it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good one. My brothers were fighting, and one said the other had a thick skull, and he responded saying, well, that's because I actually have something worth protecting.
Oh.
Ouch.
That's a smart comeback.
Well, he's clearly got a really good brain.
A big brain.
That's right. And this one came from me, says this person. I was 7 months pregnant and huge. While heading to my car, some random dude stopped me and rubbed my stomach while asking when I was due. I then proceeded to rub his stomach and ask him when he was due.
Oh, Casey, some people like the belly rub.
That's awesome.
Did you have guys do that to you?
Not guys normally.
No.
But lots of women.
Yeah.
Lots of just women you didn't know would just come up and rub your belly.
Yep. And I'm a belly rubber, but only to like close friends.
So it did it like weird you out if some strange woman was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, I kind of did sometimes, but weird. Other times it didn't. You know, it's just kind of dependent on the situation.
God. And then if you're close to death, she just grabbed your hand and was like, feel. Yeah. You're like, God, okay.
I've got a knee or something or a little butt cheek or an elbow sticking out. Feel it.
We weren't sure if it was an actual baby or was it a food baby?
A burrito baby.
Like a little, tiny little Chipotle burrito in there growing.
Big burrito.
Yeah, always big. Big burrito.
Huge.
Huge.
Like a rocket at the end.
Yikes. So a $125,000 balloon trip to the edge of space. Would anyone pay for that?
Yeah.
How much?
$125,000.
Yeah.
I mean, that is
a thing. Yeah. It's a thing. They're going to try to do it by as early as 2024. And you can take this trip and you can go out there saying that this is going to be the closest we could ever get to a space travel situation. Would you do it? I mean, $125,000, take that out of it. I mean, that's.
Oh, totally.
Yeah. Totally. You would totally do it.
Remember, he wants to go to space.
What?
That's called Skyfall.
Oh.
The edge of space where the sky. So what separates the atmosphere from space and our sky, right? That point right at the edge is where the sky falls. Skyfall.
Oh, so that's 100% you all over
it. Oh, yeah.
So it's not just a Bond movie.
It's see what I did? I remembered Skyfall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll take the golden eye, too.
She does.
See?
Skyfall. We can't do that.
Oh,
no.
Take it out.
It's shut down. It's like we just got a flat tire.
Actually, Adele's okay that I sung it. It was terrible.
Yeah, she's like, she didn't even know it was my song.
Yeah.
Neither did we.
Speaking of music, they're sharing some of these songs that were intended for other artists. For example, both Adele and Beyonce turned down All About That Bass. About That Bass.
About That Bass. No drama.
Went to Meghan Trainor. Can you imagine Adele singing that?
No.
All About That Bass.
That would be stupid.
Umbrella by Rihanna was meant to be sung by Britney Spears. Nope.
Umbrella, no.
Ella. It would have been a very different song.
See You Again. What a song. Wiz Khalifa and Charlie Puth. Wiz Khalifa, not my favorite. I love Charlie Puth. He brings the emotion to that song. First offered to Eminem.
Oh, I could see that.
He passed because he was already invested in his songs for the movie Southpaw. So he's like, yeah, I don't need it.
Okay. Yeah, pass.
Oh, too bad for him.
Baby One More Time. Was meant for TLC, not Britney Spears.
That made her career. It made her Britney.
Oh, she's probably like, damn, why didn't TLC take it?
And where's TLC?
Exactly. They're chasing waterfalls.
Yeah, they still have waterfalls.
Stevie Nicks was approached to sing Call Me by Blondie. Call me! But she was busy at the time and then, you know, just made Blondie's career. Whatever.
Exactly. And it's like, how many hits did Stevie have?
Yeah.
She's just like, I'll have to pass on that one. Sorry, thanks.
Since You've Been Gone... From Kelly Clarkson.
Yep, love that.
First offered to Hillary Duff.
She was big at the time.
Yeah.
But that would have probably made Hillary Duff a star.
Mm-hmm.
Like a big star.
Pink was also offered the song.
Oh, she would have crushed that song.
Yes.
That would have been amazing. Let's see. Ed Sheeran originally wrote Shape of You for Rihanna. But then he realized, you know what? The lyrics sound like something I would say. It's not really you, so I'm going to keep it for myself.
Thank God he did.
Smart move, Ed. Wow, that's amazing. And then Camila Cabello was featured on the Chainsmokers song Closer, but turned it down because Fifth Harmony was about to put out an album, and Halsey did it instead. Yeah.
And it was huge.
It was huge.
Oh, man. Can I go back to one thing? What did you say the lyrics to All About That Bass were?
All About That Bass. I don't know. No. I don't know the words, actually.
Yeah, she said no drama, because she always does this with the quesadilla song, too.
Quesadilla on the house.
Totally wrong. I looked it up. It's All About That Bass, No Treble.
Oh, yeah. I did know that treble. Now that she I'm saying that.
All About That Bass, No Drama.
All About That Bass, No Treble. That makes more sense.
Oh, it's funny. Yeah. I just love that it goes back to the... Yeah.
Bass and treble.
Yeah, totally makes sense. I'm so glad I have somebody here to always point out what I say wrong.
That was just funny.
It just makes me feel good.
That was just funny. Okay. I think we do it to each other, do we not?
I don't know. I don't know.
She is stressed today.
I'm sorry that he cheated on you in a dream Ryan had.
Trying to be calm.
Fine. I'll just ignore you in the
podcast. Is that just throwing off your whole day?
Yeah.
It really upset you.
Totally.
What could I say that would just like right the wrong here and make you feel better?
$100
$100 No, say. I said, what could I say?
Well, that would be $100
Say, I'll give you $100
But I didn't do anything wrong.
Did you?
I didn't. I was so good about it. I'm like, oh, your wife is going to be so upset. Stop it.
Vaughn is never going to.
And he kept laughing. The more I said, Des is going to be so mad, he kept laughing. He thought it was funny.
Stop trying to blame this on him. It's your dream.
No. I knew she was mad at you. Oh, I could sense it.
He seduced me. I am a victim of his seductive ways.
I get it too. I understand.
I understand it completely now.
See?
He even said in the dream, don't worry, I'm on a work road trip.
That's why we weren't there. Why are you on his road trips?
I don't know. I was at a loft somewhere. It felt like some urban area downtown.
Does he have his own place?
No, it wasn't his place. We were at a party, and it was a bunch of people there, and he and I were just sitting on the couch.
Does he have other friends that I don't know about?
We didn't know anybody else at the party. Oh, I know. I think we were probably waiting for you and Vaughn to get there when he started this.
Totally, I bet you were.
See, you both showed up.
Yeah, we did.
You make fun of me for pointing out all about that bass. He kissed your husband.
No, Taylor kissed me.
That's true.
You kissed him back and you followed him.
No, maybe a little. Only when he really went in for it. He was very passionate.
How long was the dream?
He's a passionate lover, isn't he?
So now do you realize why I let his hair grow? It's fine. As long as I know we'll cut it again.
I get it. But in my dream, his hair was cut.
I know. Yeah. Real clean cut.
Very cute Hawaiian shirt. Nice little shorts. Cute little shoes.
You said real short shorts.
He looked adorable. No, he was showing off his thigh. He's like, huh?
He's got a nice thigh.
He's going, this is the look right now.
Boy.
There you go.
You guys very trendy. Kissed the same man. This is amazing.
I feel closer to you now, Ryan.
I know. So do I.
It's great.
Yeah. I wonder how Taylor feels.
He's probably dying.
Oh, I don't blame him. I'm dying for him.
Oh, he's listening to this podcast right now going, oh, God. Oh, God.
He's saying, is this my life? Is this what I chose?
I apologize. Okay, so let's see here. What didn't we cover? Oh, yeah. Have you ever wondered what gives meth that unique flavor?
What?
You know?
People, meth?
Yeah, you know,
like
methamphetamines.
The crack?
Yeah, well, no, like the methamphetamines. Okay. And so people who are...
Do you know the flavor of meth?
Well, I know what caused this unique flavor for this man who was brought into jail. Mm. He decides to keep his meth in a super secret place.
Like a little pocket ice, a little pouch, if you will.
So when he was arrested and brought into jail, they had to do a strip search and they found, you know, three little white crystals of meth in his foreskin. So, right there in that sweet, sweet penis skin. And,
do you think he's like, not gonna check there. Like, we are good to go.
Is my penis pouch.
They're like, roll it back, sir. Roll her back. Oh, we're gonna catch those. And tink, tink, tink. Out roll three little crystals of meth.
How did that get there?
I did not put that there. I have been framed.
Yeah.
Oh, somebody must have done that when I was with the last person I was with. I bet it was Taylor.
Yeah.
It was probably
him. It's
always
Taylor.
It is.
Always. Let's just blame Taylor for everything.
I can't believe they pull it back to check on that.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. Crisco, Des, and Ryan. The After Hours Podcast.
Make sure you download PodMN because while you're listening to your favorite Minnesota made podcasts, you can win free things like restaurant gift cards, entertainment gift cards, and more. It's PodMN.
It's weird hearing our guy sing our theme song.
Yeah, I was having a hard time concentrating on that. You kissed him in your dream.
I know. We need to find someone new. It's too much.
It is too much.
Yeah, we got to go.
You've been listening to Crisco, Des, and Ryan. After Hours.